The Metropolitan Transportation Authority has approved a budget for next year that counts on a $4.5 billion bailout from the federal government. WSHU's Desiree Diario reports the MTA has threatened massive service cuts without that help.
The MTA last month rolled out a doomsday budget, service cuts of up to 50% for Metro North and the Long Island Railroad, and up to 9,000 layoffs. Patrick Foy is chairman of the MTA. He says now it's up to federal lawmakers to pass another coronavirus relief package that includes $4.5 billion to save the MTA next year.
These are choices none of us here at the MTA want to have to make. But they are choices we may be forced to make if Washington doesn't deliver.
Foy says federal lawmakers should not go home for the holidays until they pass the legislation. He projects another $8 billion in deficits through 2024. The LIRR will cut weekday service starting next month. Officials say that's a temporary adjustment due to low ridership, not the budget holes. Ridership dropped this spring and is still down about 75% compared to last year. Desiree Diorio, WSHU News.